I didn't know the cat's name, but this much I did know. If she was snuggling up to me, there was a ghost with us. I stroked her silky black fur as I warily scanned the room from where I sat beside the bare mattress. "What do you see, girl?" I asked the cat, like she was going to point her little front paw at the danger my 7-year-old eyes couldn't see. Before meeting the cat 2 weeks ago, I thought I was the only one who could see the ghosts. Then my parents moved us into yet another house to renovate, and I found her. Or rather, she found me. A creak on the opposite side of the room snapped, and the cat turned toward the closet first. I followed her yellow-eyed gaze and watched as the door slowly eased open on its rusty hinges. Whatever was moving the door was mercifully blocked by the bed I was sitting behind. Thump! I reached for the lucky penny I kept tied around my neck. My most powerful protector, the very first one Dad and I ever found together. The cat purred furiously in my lap, kneading my leg like her life depended on it. I was about to cause an earthquake with all of my trembling, and this cat was acting like she was in kitty paradise. "Shh," I urged the cat feebly, but it was no use. She bumped me so hard the collar slipped from her neck and looped around my finger. A shuffling sound from across the room sent shockwaves through my body. The shuffling turned to dragging. Then another thump. I flinched at the way the box of treasures beside me rattled under the trembling floor. I summoned all of my courage, hugged the cat close to me, folded myself over, and ducked my head under the bed to see what had emerged from the closet. There, in the doorway, stood a pair of pale, veiny feet. The toes jutted in varying directions like they had all been broken and healed wrong at some point. Bony ankles protruded from under the tattered hem of what looked like a yellow-flowered nightgown. One foot struggled under a twisted ankle bone. I swallowed hard, waiting for the feet to come closer. I didn't have to wait long. The stronger foot took a step forward, dragging the curled foot behind like a broken suitcase. I looked to my treasures, the ones Dad said would protect me if I couldn't call for help. But here it was, this thing and its feet, and what if the protectors didn't work this time? What if this time Dad was wrong? I reached again for the penny around my neck. Another thump. Another drag. The black cat had enough. She slithered from my crouch and out of the room. I was utterly alone. No, not alone. I was with it. I took my eyes from the feet for only a second, but that was all it took for them to disappear. I scoured the spot underneath the bed where they'd been, then the opening of the closet door. But nope, nothing. My lungs burned. Had I been holding my breath that entire time? As silently as I could, I released the air past my lips and readied myself to sit up from my crouch. The closet door was still ajar. Could the ghost have retreated back into the closet shadows? Did it decide that it had terrorized me enough for one night? Nope. Creak! The bedsprings of my bare mattress groaned as it sagged under a weight I couldn't yet see. I looked up to find two sets of crooked toes curled over the edge of the mattress. Terror ran like a current through my body. The crooked, curved foot was attached to a strangely angled leg and beside a perfectly straight one. It belonged to a white-haired woman. Or what was once a woman. Her sightless eyes were covered over with milky film, and her toothless mouth gummed the air soundlessly. She was my sixth ghost.